welcome to the Atlanta Opera Podcast. My name is Gregory Luis Boyle, and I am the Assistant Director for the Atlanta Opera and the Alliance Theater's co-presentation of Fiddler on the Roof. Join me as I share with you insight into this spectacular musical produced here in the heart of Atlanta. Here are five things you need to know about Fiddler on the Roof. Number one, Fiddler on the Roof is a universal story rich with traditions, pain, hope, and the longing for a better future. While Fiddler on the Roof is an unabashedly Jewish story full of Sabbath dinners, wedding dances, and prayer shawls, it is because of these celebrations a universal truth emerges. At the heart of the piece, a loving father is deeply afraid of losing his daughters and his place as head of the family. The story expands to encompass the wider community of Anatevka, a community built by immigrants and outsiders grappling with tradition and change, adapting to the world around them. For immigrants and outsiders, stability and safety are not always certain. As the musical unfolds, Fiddler explores the feeling of displacement, people without a permanent home, humans finding themselves at a crossroads, being forced to uproot again, a sadly familiar truth to many groups of people throughout history. Number two, Fiddler on the Roof is a collaboration of the Atlanta Opera and the Alliance Theater, two performing arts organizations deeply connected in the heart of the city of Atlanta. No strangers to collaboration, after a widely successful production of The Shining in 2023, the Atlanta Opera and the Alliance Theater are together again to produce Fiddler on the Roof at the Coca-Cola stage at the Alliance Theater. Under the musical direction of Orr Matisse, this star-studded cast with Itzik Coen and Debbie Gravitti and so many more flood the stage with top-tier musical talent. Directed by Tomas Wallun and choreographed by Chloe Treat and Ricardo Aponte, we are proud to bring you rich storytelling, deep emotional connections, and show-stopping choreography. This production promises to be a stirring and deeply moving experience for classic opera goers and musical theater lovers alike. Number three, Fiddler on the Roof explores the theme of love in more ways than expected. In English, we are unfortunately limited to express love through only one word, love. But the ancient Greeks have many words for all different types of love, deeply intertwined in one of Broadway's most unforgettable scores. Eros, the passionate, romantic love, is blossoming as three sisters fall for three very different and very unlikely suitors. Pragma, the enduring love, built on commitment and found in long-term relationships, is evident in Tevye and Golda's 25 years of marriage and their commitment to raising five daughters in Anatevka. Storga, familial love, and affection between family members is tested as traditions are changed and forced to adapt in an evolving world. Agape, the love for humanity, is put to the test as the community of Anatevkans are forced from their homes, made to pick up their livelihoods, and unite stronger together, hopeful for a better future. Number four. Not only does this musical teach us about love, but it also shows us the dangers of hate. The opposite of love is hate, showing itself in forms like racism, xenophobia, and anti-Semitism. Fiddler on the Roof grapples with the reality when a man who has known us all our lives is forced to carry out orders they do not believe in because they are being told to do so by a higher government power. Is this individual inherently evil, or are they just following orders? Do individuals have the strength to stand up against what they know is wrong and what they know causes harm to others? Can a community put their generational history and prejudice behind them to find love? Fiddler shows us the dangers of being complacent to following orders and the harm it can cause a community of individuals, families, and friends. It warns us how generational hatred and fear can tear families apart and make us blind to true love. It also teaches us that through family and community, even in the darkest of times, forgiveness is possible and gives us hope for a better and stronger future. Number 5. Fiddler on the Roof is a story about immigrants by immigrants. Music by Jerry Bock, lyrics by Sheldon Harnick, and book by Joseph Stein is a story written about immigrants by families with long histories of immigration. Our production is also full of families with deep connection to immigration. Many members of the creative team, producing companies, and cast of players are themselves first-generation immigrants to America. From Israel to Ukraine, from Venezuela to Chile, and many more, this collective of artists have found their home in the heart of Atlanta to share our personal stories of immigration, displacement, and the hope for a new future. Our production of Fiddler is a deeply personal story that connects, strengthens, and builds our community through shared memories, traditions, rituals, and culture. Over the rehearsal period, our theater community has shared our own customs with one another through food, song, and dance, bringing us closer together and reminding us that no one is alone. Now you have some insights into our upcoming production of Fiddler on the Roof, performed at the Coca-Cola stage at the Alliance Theater. We are beyond excited to share with you this heartbreaking story of tradition, pain, love, and hope. Thank you for joining me on the Atlanta Opera Podcast. If you enjoyed our 5 things to know about Fiddler on the Roof, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcast. It's a great way for people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to subscribe for more great episodes about all our upcoming productions this season.